The prayer, right, that's the prayer. Okay, but the learning is maybe part of the preparations. Preparation is to learn. Right, Hashem should, maybe daven for us that it should go well. So daven for us, everything should go well. That tzaddikim have big kochos in heaven. So tzaddikim daven, it will go well. It'll go well.
What's the
avodah of Erisin? The avodah of Erisin is that everyone that comes, you have to give them mazel tov. You have to make everyone that comes feel that they came. It's very important for you that they came, and you give them mazel tov, and you make everyone that came feel good. This is the avodah here now. The avodah of Erisin, or a wedding, any simcha is to make everyone that came feel that they're very chashu. They came to you. They came to make you happy. You have to make them happy. Chiddush. People come to a simcha, a bris, or anything to make you happy, and it's good they come. It's a chashu. But you have to make them happy also. He's the avodah. You have to see everyone that came, whoever came, see and nourish them and thank them for coming. And in fact, it's true. They came to make, they did a mitzvah. They came to make you happy, to be part of your simcha. So you have to acknowledge that they came and nourish them and thank them and give them a good feeling. Isn't that, you hear this is the Kiddush of see, a chazan kala at a wedding, a very important role. People want to give them mazel tov and everything. They have to make everyone feel good, chashuv, and happy. And make you on two sides. The ones that came, make them happy, and they have to make them happy. Isn't that, you hear that, Chiddush? I once heard that this is a big avodah. I mean, the chazan kala with the parents, Hashem, so have to make everyone that came happy that and thank them for coming and make them happy. Is that Kiddush? No? Kiddush, no? You hear it? Rabbi Eliyahu, this is the Kiddush? Kiddush.
It's a big Kiddush. Do we have a makar from the Torah for this?
Is there a makar from the Torah for this? Is there a makar? The makar is, they have to lerecha kamocha. This is the makar. Meaning, it's the same way, say, I went to a bris. I went now to a bris. So I came home late because I went to a bris. So I said mazel tov to the Baal bris. So it's the mazel tov. So I have to feel happy. It took me a long time to go there and come home. So the Baal, it's the same way. If I went to a simcha, I want the person to notice I came, I went the long way, I came and thanked me, and just notice I came to make me feel it's worth coming, who I did, everyone that way. The same way, I also want that. If I go to a bris or a wedding, I want the Baal Simcha to say, oh, you came, thank you very much, and I'm happy to see you. Make me. So the same way I want it, everyone wants it. No, isn't that a good sfer? Same way I want that, everyone wants that. Isn't that good? Do you hear this sfer?
Yeah. I was also thinking maybe like when Rabbi says over that the Hachnas Hazarchim of the Avos was that they became the servant, like Rivka, she
right,
said.
Right, they're servants, right. So, this is a little different. We're making a simcha, but the same idea. We have to make everyone that came like. He's the Adon. He came to help me, which is true. People come to help you and make you happy. See, this is a big crowd. You can't feel simcha without others. Simcha alone, you can't get the simcha really out. Only if others come, that brings out your simcha. People help you have simcha. So you can't be happy alone. Alone, you can't happy feel or express it. You have to have people help you, and then help you get the simcha out, you know. Get the simcha, make it real by people. So they're doing. People come doing a mikhesed. They're helping the chazan kala and the parents, you know, feel a simcha. So it's true. We have to thank them for the chesed.
This call will be recorded.
They came to help us. Okay, we have to.
May I ask
what would you say?
How was the shidduch made? What was the story?
you know, the story that, you know, there's a person came to me, a few months ago, just Yasmin Eitzer. That's all. So an Israeli came to Yasmin Eitzer a while ago. Then he knew me just from one time. He knew me from one time. He came to the house one time to ask some Eitzer. I gave him Eitzer, maybe. Then from that he knew us. Then this person knew the Bacher, knew the Chassan. His name is Yisrael. He knows Yisrael. So he called me about the Shidduch. I wasn't sure. I mean, it's hard to be. So I gave it over to, I have a son, Yossi in Beit Shemesh. So then this person named Stern, he's the Shaskin. Stern called Yossi, and they took the last figures and till they got together. But he kept calling till Yossi, not me. He kept calling me once. I told him best to call Yossi. Israeli, so Israeli is better to speak to my son. He, you know, speaks Hebrew better. So then that's it. Then this Pristern and my son Yossi was. Then they met. I think they met five times. They were as fake as, and they back and forth. And, okay, we asked Rabbi Segel about Shlita and Raf Kaimuri Shlita. They said it's good. So, okay, but Shem helped. Like, so it's like most a miracle. The miracle, something. She's 30 and the book is 30. So it's like something miraculous there. And they're happy. I think Nechama's happy. Nechama's happy. She's happy, Baruch Hashem. She tells me, I'm down for that. She wants a life of dvash, a life of honey. You know, it could go well, everything should go well. So I'm dying for that. They made tzaddikim all down for that. You know, it should be a life of dvash. You know, that's the Hebrew way of, like, a life of honey. You know, everything should go well, everything should go. To be Zoreim, if they have to be Zoreim, should flow well. Everything should go well. So I hope I'll do my part. What?
What's that avoda for somebody who wants to share in the simcha but is far away?
Far away, right? What's that avoda? So it's not far away. What's that avoda? Who's so far away, right? See. I don't know if it's fact of Rabbi Kiviger. Kiviger was married in some town. Now his uncle, Rav Wolf Eger, was in a different city. It wasn't at the wedding. You know, we couldn't call us from straight. So Rav Wolf. I'm not sure this is what we should do, but just Rav Wolf Eger, the uncle of Kiviger, made like a simcha in his city, and set it over the Rav Torah in his city for the cover the chasana, and wrote to Rav Kiviger what he said, like four tshuvas. The tshuvas in tshuvas Rav Kiviger is four tshuvas, and this what happened. The Kiviger married in some city. His uncle made a simcha in his own city and set a hold of Rav Torah, sent it to his nephew. And then sent back and forth, made four or five tshuvas on this, and the Indian Kilim, they say he was Samech in the Simcha, and he wasn't there. It was a different city. He couldn't go to the, it was probably far away. I mean, to be happy where you are on the Simcha, that's what we see from that story, that the uncle had three, four tshuvas on this, the uncle said, the tshuva, in the regular Lamed, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, all the tshuvas that his uncle said a Hoshtekot Torah at the Masiba he made in his city is writing called Diburnat. It's Ksiva like Diburnat, like the Omer. You wrote the Omer. Is it counted or not? It's Hoshtekot Torah. He wrote it. The nephew wrote back. The Rekhleger wrote back a tshuva and all the... Maybe to be happy, okay. to be happy in the simcha, to be happy that this is simply something major. It's like not telling simcha like she's 30 years old, he's 30 years old, waiting many years. It's like hard to imagine, hard to hear what the simcha. It's like something very very big. So I have to hear it. I have to be married to Sim Simcha. I'm Tsuma. This girl is my daughter. Years and years going out. Yeah, not fake. It's, yeah, all kinds of. She went through, you know, unbelievable 10 years of you know, dagger and worry. What will be with her? How she will live? You know, she said Abba. She told me Abba. My 80. Yeah, you know, she's. I'm 25. Abba, my 80. I'm 27. Abba, my 80. 29. Abba, my 80. She told me, my 80. What's going to be with me? Then Pitom Shem sends this. See this schar. This daughter Nechama, Shetichya, she made a shidduch for her niece a month ago. I have a boy, Chaim Rifol Shlita. So his daughter is a kala Rivka. She came married in the end of Adar before my daughter. But my daughter made a shidduch. My daughter Nechama, she thought of the idea for a shidduch for Rivka, her niece. She went a month ago. She worked very hard to make a shidduch. She made it. My daughter knows the int of the chassan. So together, but it worked very hard. So she, I think this is sky. It's like mamash mikneg nimida. You made a shidduch. I'm giving you a shidduch. Isn't that unbelievable? Like mamash, she made a shidduch for her niece Rivka, who is a girl. She's 20 years old. She's 30. She made a shidduch for a girl 20. Shem said, this is my beer. No one told me this, but it's quite obvious. Shem said, then Lamed Yom afterwards came her shidduch, meaning the word was Lel Chavav Tevis. That's Lamed Yom after the erusin of Rivka. Is that unbelievable? No? Something novel, no? Hashem pays her. She makes sure Hashem gave you a shidduch. I mean, everyone was davening. It was davening. We made schoolers, atzumas. We did every school that we could think of. 40 this. We tried to do early El Shabbos, you know. We tried wherever we could, but that was the final. Of course, she made a shift for her niece. We have to hear. See, I have to hear her. I have to understand her. What she's the feeling. See, Rav Chaim Schwartz would say, we have to hear what people. Rav Chaim would say something magum. He would say he'd go by a shoe store. Look at the shoes. Why? Because he wants to hear a mother goes to buy her baby son his first shoes. He said, imagine a simcha, a mother buying shoes for her first son. She's 2 or 3 years old. Imagine a simcha. Chaim said, I wanted to hear her simcha. He is going atzum, wants to live and share her simcha. Because share a simcha of a mother buying the first pair of shoes for her baby boy. See, and Chaim would say a story. Chaim Shlomo would say a story. He knew a mother that needed shoes and didn't have money. She went out of the house to buy shoes for her baby without money. He used to say, bespireless. Yeah, she went. He knew a woman, I don't know who it is, who went out of her house to buy shoes for her baby boy who without money. And we asked to know, what's the ending? He said, what's the ending? He said it was a good ending. He didn't say the ending. He said he didn't say what happened, but he said it was a good ending. So he wanted to hear the simcha of a mother who's buying shoes for her baby. See, I asked my wife about this. She said maybe there was a mole. There was no money, no shoes. Now it's this. We're more better money. Maybe we haven't got that here, but we see from Abraham, he saw that the hair. White simcha, the Baal simcha. See, I have to hear. I'm not sure I can do it. What simcha my daughter has? What simcha she? What she's her the thrill of the unbelievable height of a simcha. Now she has a life. Now she has a life. She has a chassan. She'll marry. He said, she told me, Mayeti, years. Abba, Mayeti, in Hebrew. So isn't it unbelievable that they hear a simcha, they hear, they feel a simcha. That's my avodah. I have two avodahs, to feel her simcha. And I have to feel my wife. My wife also, it's hard. With both of us, we're very happy, but we can't feel it till we go to an earth and there people will come in, we'll get it more. Because people bring out the simcha. My wife went to the Kreisel for years for her, years. And now she stopped and she can't feel well. Went to Nates for her for at least 6-7 years. Nates, every day, 4 a.m, the bus, you know, near us, Kreisel, back and forth. Went to her. Later she can't, so that's where to go. But she went to 6-7 years, every day, Kreisel, not Shabbos, but every day the bus, the murder, you know, she went to her 7 years. 6-7 years, close to Nates every day, not missing a day, driving for her. So you have to live, they hear the simcha. Okay, Hashem should help me. I should get some a mashu. But the fact that say now you're telling me what I have to do. I spoke to you now. The whole day I'm on the Torah, but now we can speak up. What my avodah is. My avodah is to mekabel everyone with simcha, everyone that comes with simcha, and thank him and bench him wherever I can. And also, they hear the simcha of my daughter and the boy. See, my daughter told me, Abba, this boy is your son. That's them. He's not a guest. He's your son. Meaning, you and him are going to be struck together because I went to we were together, me and Nechama, Baruch Hashem. So I want you to be with him, Shtak, like you're Yetzir. He's like a son, not like he's like a guest, not a guest. He's this unbelievable Zach. She tells me, you know, do you hear this? She wants me to be, you know, not a follower, a father, you know, real, something real. So I have to do my, you know, it's Hebrew. No English here. With her, I speak English. Half here, half here. But now, that's it. With him, Hebrew. He doesn't know English. So I have to be Hamish with him. Warm, loving, you know, open. They hear this. Avoid that summer. Avoid that summer. Avoid that summer. Maybe you'll bench me that I should be able to do this. I should, first, they hear her simcha. Simcha is gewaltig. It can't. I can't hear it. It's too high for me, but try a little bit. Because she's marrying at 30. She's like 30. You know, some the years of what she went through, the worry and the anguish. You know, the what's going to be. You know, that now Hashem may give her a good boy. Then that's after they hear that. They hear that. We married early. I married, you know, 24. You know, much earlier than her, 24. So. I didn't go through what she went through, and also the boy was very happy. The boy, you know, good boy, kind of good girl. You know, something happiness at some, at some happiness at some. and Kabul, everyone that came, they come Shem to help them well. You know, Kabul well. You know, Kabul well. You know. Also, my children come after. I have to also greet them well. You know, I'm a father, so I have to make sure that they feel that they feel I feel also with them. Every child, it's my wife. I have to the burden of the sign is feeling. Feel my children. Feel my girl. Feel the cousin. Everything. Feel it. It's a burden of regish. That's the mechanical burden. They have to hear her. I think she'll help. And I'm down with Hashem. Hashem should help me. It should go well tonight. It should go well tonight. Hashem. It should go well tonight.
Amen.
It's something I have to write her hadracha. She's going to a madricha, but Abba, you have to write me hadracha, you know, how I should live. So I have to write something. I have to start writing. So thank you very much. You helped me now with bringing out what the Avoda of tonight is. It's the Avoda at Soma tonight. The Kabbalah, everyone well. That's one Avoda. See who came and thanked them for coming and benched them. Then also to hear her Simcha and his Simcha, my wife's Simcha. They're my wife. I have to understand her. My wife, didn't have no life. Not seen my wife. Soma. She lost her mother at 7, so she. Life was not simple. My wife was not simple. Not simple at all. So I have to hear her. I have to hear my wife's, her Simcha, her. She married doesn't won't tell me anything. Nothing. No, but I have to myself to hear her, what she feels. I have to be with her. I have to feel her. She won't tell me anything. Nothing. But I have to myself to hear her. Okay. And then now it's clear. No, isn't that clear? Thank you for bringing my brother tonight. Isn't that very nice? Very nice. What do you say about this? All this avoda.
It's eye opening.
I know, right? You have to hear every child, whatever child is going through. Every child is going through a different matzavim. You know, every child has different matzavim. To hear them, live with them, you know. The child won't tell you what they're going through. They won't tell you. You have to. They want you to hear yourself what's happening with them, and feel them. Feel them. Well, so I've heard that somewhere here. I've heard that somewhere. Hashem should help us. We should get tonight. It should be a real simcha. The avoda of tonight is regish, not mechanical regish. How much I'm margish is how much I and my family will get out of it.
Or Rabbi Michael L'chaim to bring out the regish a little bit.
Yeah. Michael L'chaim, to bring out the regish. You have to make a Michael L'chaim. Now it's very good. Now we spoke of it very good. This is the first time. We spoke about this very good. Thank you very much for bringing up what I voted tonight. You have to feel everyone, feel her, feel the chus, and feel Mechutanim. Also, their boys, 30 years old. They went through. No one knows. He can't be Mashiach what they went through with him. You know, all the fakers they had. Boys 30, you know, went out. You know, sometimes before then. Yeah, not. Let's see, Rav Franklin Esley passed away. He passed away, so I used to go to him. He's the Makor. Now he passed away, so now it's not so simple. He said, yes, not. Franklin Esley, the whole Klal Yisrael trusted him. Him, yeah, trusted him. Every door had Gedolim, but well, Gedolim also now, but Chaim was something Miuchad Ma'od. So went to him with a letter, the old Matzah, he read it. Said, yeah, not, you know, the Christ had in Rav Chaim unbelievable trust, unbelievable imun, like something not regular. Rav Chaim was like the center of life. People asked him, what should I do? Should I look him? All this fake is now. And we have Gedolim, Baruch Hashem, but that darga, we haven't got that darga. Okay. Every door has its own front. So, fine. Thank you very much for speaking out. Very nice. Now we know what we have to do tonight.
I hope you didn't put too much pressure on Rebbe.
It's not too much pressure. Yeah, it is a little pressure. Yeah, I have to really be there. You know, really. Be with everyone. now I know what to do. And now, at least now we spoke out what I have to do. What I have to do. I have to be very with everyone. See, there's a Yid, Rabbi Ram Shlevitz, Rav Chaim's son. He passed away, his middle son. So Chaim Shlevitz was an Ishrei Miuchad Me'od. Rav Ram made a wedding maybe 6-7 years ago, 6-7 years ago, and the wedding, and he said, "I can't do this." I'm saying I can't do what he did, but I'm saying what he did. He stood at the table, at the head table maybe, and with with 100 cups of wine, and when it came, he made l'chaim with him, with every ish prati. I can do that. I can't do that. My dagra, I'm not that dagra, but Avram did that. Avram made everyone l'chaim with, you know, malta l'chaim in separate, you know, everyone, like he had 100 cups, 200 cups of small cups of wine, you know. That's he's a son of Rav Chaim Shlevitz. Rav Chaim Shlevitz, this is the dagger of Chaim Shlevitz feeling. Rav Chaim, what Chaim told us, feel. that's the skin of us, feel. Feel, don't live life time mechanically, feel. That's he didn't tell us the words, but he said that, to feel. So that's the dagger tonight, to feel. Okay. Hashem should help me. I should be able to do that and feel. That's a feel everyone. Feel every child. Feel this girl, the Kala. Feel my wife. Feel the chassan. Feel the chutanim. Feel my children. Feel everyone coming. That's what I have to do. Okay, now it's not here. Thank you, it's very good. So now I know what I have to do. Now it became clear what I have to do. Feel everyone, make everyone happy. That's it. see, every child goes through many, many things. See, all day long, people come to me with so many problems. That's all day long. And this door, is a door where the children can't tell their parents the problems. Whatever reason is them, so they tell others, you know, me or others, the children in this door not expressing to their parents the problems. And many, some are, but most aren't. Isn't that fascinating? Most are not expressing there because they haven't got that kesher of their parents that they can tell them problems. Their parents will accept it, and if a child will tell parents a problem, then the parents will look at them. What is this? Why? They won't understand. And the children know they won't understand. So they can't talk to them. They have to talk to others, you know, that will understand. If they hear this, Rabbi Eliyahu, this, what's happening in this door.
Yeah.
So we parents, what we should try to have with our children kesha, really, you know, and they will tell us what's bothering them. They will try to help them, feel them. First, feel them. Don't say, okay, do this. No. See, the vault says, a wife tells a husband, I don't feel well. So, the wife doesn't want him to say, take alcohol. No. She wants him to understand. Why does she feel? Not give a answer. First, understand me. Why don't I feel well? And feel with me. She doesn't want to aid her, take Akamo or do whatever. She wants to feel her. it's a world called feeling. We have to get into the world of feeling. That's the world called feeling, regish. Rav Chaim had that a lot. Rav Chaim was the Adon, the Melech HaRegesh. He sees a big coin, knows the whole Torah, knows the Torah. Rambam, I call something Shas, the regish nerve here. I think the regish is the secret. As you know, Shas said in the Rambam, tour, everything, unbelievable, because the lay was very big. See, Rav Chaim would say over Rashi, Rav Chaim would say over always Rashi. Rashi, Sanhedrin, Samaches, Amid Beis says that Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Kiva, listen, Rashi. Rav Chaim would say, "Libcha pasuach ulam." Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Kiva, "Your lab is open like a ulam." Rav Chaim was very fond of this Rashi. Rabbi Lezer told Rabbi Kiva, "Libcha pasuach ulam." Ve'ilu shimashtani, if you were mishamish me, you would learn to laughter because your lab is like ulam. So Rav Chaim delivered. His lay was open like a ulam. Something, his lay was like a ulam. His heart was like a hole. So he got all the Torah went in because Torah is probably belayed, not moach.
Weird the Rashi?
What?
Weird the Rashi?
I'll read it. In Sanhedrin, Samaches Amid Beis. I'll open it tomorrow. Pat said it always. Samaches Amid. Let me see. Samaches. No. I made a mistake. Samaches Amid Aleph. So they didn't go to him. So then they went to him before he passed away. So he told about Kiva that your Misa will be worse than anyone because Libcha Pasuach Ka'ulam. Samaches Amin Aleph. Vilu Shimashtani. Did you have the Rashi? It's like 10 lines down where thin lines. Thin. Do you have Rashi? Shalcha Koshim Mishalahem. Shalibcha Pasuach Ka'ulam. Vilu Shimashtani. Ha'isa Lame Tor Habe. See? Your lid is open like a ulam. See, it was very said Rashi, biggest pilus. This Rashi, biggest pilus. Do you have the Rashi? Do you have the Rashi?
Yeah.
Samaches Amin Aleph Shalcha Kasha.
So the Kunsh's lave was open. He got a worse misa.
No, because he didn't come to Mishamish Rab Lezer because Rab Lezer wasn't carrying because he made it. There's a big shaila of the tanur, that whole machlega is tanur and but matzia. So Rab Lezer was not masking to the rabbanon. So they put him in the cherim. So Mekiva didn't guard him.
It was like an einish.
Yeah, the einish, the cherim. So Rav Lezer
was like an einish on Rabbi Kiva.
They didn't come to Rav Lezer. Yeah, Agam he couldn't come because Achirim. Anyway, it's not clear. So it needs Ian this Rashi, but Rav Chaim was inspired from the Rashi. Pesuach Ka'ulam. The lay was open like a ulam. Rav Kiva was a big gadol, big tanner. Why? Because his heart was open like a ulam. The heart was open like a ulam. Rav Chaim was very. And Rashi's was very important from this one of the Rashi's. Your heart is open like a ulam, like a hole. You like such a big heart. You know, Cain was the heart. That was the heart. So how do you get a heart? I want to get a heart. I want to get some type of heart. So by thinking of others, how they feel, how I help others, feel your wife. Feel her, you know. My wife went through a life of not simple at all her childhood and everything. My parents were in the camps. They were in the camps. She's okay. You know. Everyone says that people went to the camps. You know, children aren't so not so easy. So, but she raised all children. Baruch Hashem, she helped her. I may have asked him, be happy in life and well. But ask him. Live with her and to hear her and feel her.
Hey, is it like a muscle, like that? If we like some people, I see where they hear news, good news, bad news, they feel it right away. And I feel like myself, I need to really stop and think and put myself in their shoes. Does it like get better? Does it get quicker?
If you work on it, yeah. If you don't work on it, it won't be. If you work on it, it'll be good. You have to work on it. Work on this. Yeah, but quickly, if you work on it, if you work on the inner feeling of the hearing, what Yana feels, what's happened to Yana, if you work on it, then it'll get better for sure. If you just leave it as it is, people b'teva aren't so living, aren't so feeling, but in this door for sure. It's like mechanical, everything mechanical. So the more you feel, the more you're with him, when you feel them, then the more you'll get that muscle, you call it muscle of feeling. The olam pol, the olam regesh. Olam regesh is olam nerva, olam regesh. It's a very hidden olam. Olam regesh, like a very hidden, very not so open olam regesh. Today, regesh is not so recognized as something chashuv, but it is very chashuv, recognized. Regesh is very, very, very chashuv. Regesh, very chashuv, very, very.
And Chaim was saying on that Rashi that if a person's heart is open, so his Torah is able to go in.
Yeah. If your heart's open, then Torah goes in, yeah. So we have to open our heart. How do you open your heart? How do you get your heart open? That needs a bigger avodah. Get your heart open. See, there's a chashuv yid, Kiryat Sefer, named Rav Heshel Klein Shlita. So I spoke to him, you know. So he told me about Valdemir Sod. People who learn Torah are depressed. Why? They learn Torah. Why are they depressed? He told me they're not learning Torah with their heart. They're learning Torah with their seichel. Seichel is good, but Torah with your heart, you feel the Gemara, whatever we're learning, it's under your belt. And you're happy. I feel. You know, the famous story, you know, Hagoyin Mashmul Burnham, that's how the Rosh Shiva Mir. So he, I hear it. We have to verify it. If it's true, maybe you'll tell me how if it's true. And then him, once person came to him and told him there's a big, somebody very, very sick. Somebody, I think Rashmul knew him, very sick. He has to have a four. Please help me. So Rashmul told him, I'll think about it. I'll think about what to do. Came back later, a week later or so. Rashmul said, I have two good friends. I have two very, very close friends. I asked them, and they're going to help you. Now, who are they? Who are his? Here is something more. Who are his close friends? Abai and Rava. They're friends of Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. He lived many years later, Esther. But he knows them, and they know him. They know him. They know Rav Shmuel Birnbaum. They lived 1,000 years ago, 2,000. But he's Torah, and that's Sechel. It's with his heart. Evi Amora is his friend. Shmuel said, I went to my two friends, my brother, he them my two close friends. I asked them, please help the person, and they told me they're going to help him, and think the person got better. This is a big dialogue. See the Shmuel Burnham, his friends with Abai Rava. See, Abai Rava to me are two giants, Amoraim. I know them. They know me. I'm learning about Rava. Whatever they say, Avi Yesh, all the sugyas about Rava. Rava speaking in Shabbos all the time. Yeah, Rava's like Amora, who's like far from me. So Shmuel learned Torah with his lathe, for sure, his lathe, not just his seichel, his lathe. Rava's a friend of his, a close friend. And Rava knows him. Is he this unbelievable stuff?
What happened?
I think the person got better.
Rav Shmuel Birnbaum met Abai Varela?
No. He didn't meet them physically. But he asked them to help out the chole. He told them there's a big chole here. Please help him. No, he didn't see them. No, he didn't see them physically. When did he tell them? I don't know what he told them. Mr. Medrash or at home? I don't know. But they're near him. They're next to him. Not physically. Physically, they already passed away physically, but they're near him with spiritually. This is a big dagger. I mean, not my dagger, but people. This is not my dagger, but people have such a dagger. They learn Torah with their heart. Abai, Rava, the people here speaking. Yes, Abai says Azay, Rava Azay. You know, so you have to learn with your heart. Okay, it's a dagger. I'm not holding by that. I'm a mechanic. I'm a mechanic, that dog. No, aren't you a mechanic? Have I labor? Aren't you a mechanic? No?
Yeah.
Abay, Rava, Rav Chisda, all the Amoraim are speaking here. Rav Chia, Rav Shlakish, Rav Yochanan.
Reminds me of that Rebbe, what Rebbe said, that Rav Chaim used to stay over there, Rav Shimon's on the way to Meiron when he couldn't go.
Right, Rav Shimon can't walk him, but I can walk him. Why not? I can walk him. There's nothing, no mechitza, why walk in? There's nothing, just a shower. Rav Chaim feels, right, Rav Shimon, kadosh, murdik, and can't walk in, right. Right, can't walk in. That's a dagon atzuma. That's something mavil, no, something mavil. That's right. We have to start. We have to. From now, we start learning with our heart. Our heart. Abay, Rav Shimon. Shimon speaking all the time, and him scavenging all this. Rav Shimon's shittis. We have to put our heart to every sugya we're learning. Our heart. Every sugya we're learning. Who said it? Our brother said it. Abay said it. You know, right. All the Amoraim, yeah. Different Amoraim, different, yeah. Wow. Well. Right, Rav Shlomo Hyman is with the Rebbe, Rav Nachum's Rebbe, Big Gadol, was very, very, he was Oisek in Rav Kivegu all his life. You know, his kushes, they roots him. And when he passed away, in America, he's buried in America, Shem Haimim, not in Eretz Yisrael. He buried in America. So in America, before he passed away, he said, told people around him, bring chairs, because bring chairs, kisaot, because Rav Kivegu is coming to be loving me. Kivegu is coming to loving me. This Rav Kivegu is coming to loving me. Something mad, no, loving me. Tell him. I mean, Rav Kivegu knows Rav Shlomo Hyman well, because he's been oisek in his Torah all his life. He knows him well. He's coming to Mimlava him to his place in Olam Haba. He lives. Maybe we make a sikum. I'm sorry, we didn't learn today. I'm sorry, we missed our learning. I'm sorry. So but we have a sikum that we have to learn with regish. First, be margish everyone around us, or our children, our wife, shlita, and or everyone around us. Live with them with regish. Learn with regish. Learn with wherever you learn with regish. You know, Abai, Rava, Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chia, all the Amoraim that we learning about Rabbi Bachama or everyone, and you know, every sugi learn with regish, every matzev little kid with regish, every matzev regish. And Chaim would always cry all the time, crying all the time, like open regish, like open. When it wasn't like, but us, it's hard to cry, you know, to cry. And that's all he's that cry. But Chaim was like, no, something. Rabbi Fall, his son, also was very crying or very regish, you know. Rabbi from that time, regish, very open regish. Yeah. Just that regish for everyone around us and everyone. Okay, so we should feel a simcha of the chassan kallah. Feel the simcha there. Next time, go. Be with them, regish, that's the ikar, regish. So you have to have a new life, right? A life now has to change, not just live mechanically, live with feeling, you know, feel everyone around us, what they need, they, you know, what they need, what will make them happy.
Yeah, I've been hearing this legacy thing for a long time. Like, I used to learn at the Yitzchak Kalfon, and then went there personal, and I still don't feel like I have regis.
No. So, I think you're being over. I think you're being over. you're living all with Regish. Maybe the way to work on it is to think about people. Think about people, whoever's around you, what they're feeling. And then I think it's your Sechel, but your Sechel should be Pur Regish. Think about what they're feeling, what they went through, how to help them. It like has to have thought. It doesn't come by itself.
Maybe I also tried it living Leviyo with the Yitzi, and maybe I could have a bracha.
Yeah, Shem should help you too. You should get regish. Both you get regish. Get regish. Feel everything. Feel yourself. Feel people around you. Right. I tried learning Leviyo. I was tried learning Leviyo, but it didn't go. I learned with others. Others taught me, and then it went. One of my friends taught me for 3 years, and he was over. But I tried to teach others, and I couldn't do it. Okay, very nice. Okay, I'm sorry we didn't learn today. We didn't learn anything today. Okay, but okay.
Maybe can I just check with Tario?
Yes.
Up to the Mishnah. That Sharon Chiltis, it says you're not allowed to take Chiltis, which is like a bitter, herb, and put it into Peisrin.
Right.
That you can't do on Shabbos. So you're allowed to put it into vinegar and then dip food into vinegar.
Right.
And they had karsinin, so they had like salus on it, so you're not allowed to soak it in water. It's
right,
like drown it that all the salus come up, and you can't either rub it.
Right.
But You let it put it in on a sifter, and then if it falls off, or in a basket, and if it falls off, then it's okay.
Right.
And the straw, so they had the bottom of the shibaylet.
Right.
So you're not allowed to put it on a high place. You're not allowed to sift it, and you're not allowed to either put it on a high place to get off the mite.
Right.
You let it put it on a kivra and bring it to an avos, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Even if a little bit falls out.
Right.
So the Gemara asks, what's the din if someone does put chiltis into paishrin?
Right.
First sheet says that he's chayv chatas. So Abaye said, why is chayv chatas if someone puts like a piece of meat in water? Is that also chayv chatas?
Right.
Rather, the Gemara says they shouldn't do it in the chol.
Right.
Rabbi Yechon asked Rabbi Yane, what's the din about putting chiltis into cold water?
Right.
Rabbi Yane said it's usher. So he said.
Right.
But isn't the Mishnah Medrash that only Peshrin is after?
Right.
So he said that Mabim Livalach, because the Mishnah is really a Yechidah, it's only Rav Yesi, but Rav Yesi says, quote, Tainin is Mutter.
Right.
But the Chacham says even Tainin is Aser.
Right.
So what did they do it for? They do it for Yikur Deliva. So,
Rav
Acha Yesif had Yikur Deliva.
Right.
Went to Mar Okfa. Mar Okfa told him to take 3 weights of chiltis and drink it in 3 days.
Right.
On Thursday and Friday and Shabbos morning, he came to the Medrash. He said, "Said, am I allowed to do it?" So they said, "Yeah, you're allowed to drink it." They said, "I wasn't asking about drinking. I wasn't asking if I'm allowed to be sheirin." So
Rabbi
Rabin said that he had to have done. He went to Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that he's allowed to put it in cold water and then put it in the sun. So.
Right.
Is that like a B'yesi that says cold water is mutter? So the Gemara says, no, because since he did it on Thursday and Friday, so it's a sukkah if he doesn't do it.
Right.
And that's where I got off to.
Thank you very nifla. Thank you very much, very nifla. Isn't it a good regish to know? Very nice, no? No, clearly?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, for that, should help everyone have a... Yeshua, and feel everyone around them. Have simchas and live with the simcha. Simcha, live with it, not just have it. Feel it and live with it. Be all there with the simcha. Be all there with the simcha. Everyone have Yeshua, big Yeshua. Thank you for all your help. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you very much. See, today probably is not good to learn.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I should help all of you have Simchas and Yeshua and Hatzlacha. Me'al HaTeva. You should all Metzlech Me'al HaTeva. Your Parnasa, Rabbi Elio, all should go Me'al HaTeva. Go PLF, whatever you should make PLF. And also, I read everyone should have Parnasa. that's a, that was a big, big hatzlacha, big hatzlacha.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for. Thank you for this very, very important we spoke today. Very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.